This is Neo Soul Sanctuary with your host, NK Soul.
Hello and welcome to Neo Soul Sanctuary. My name is NK Soul. Listen, if you love Neo Soul music, you are in the right place. There is so much amazing Christian Neo Soul out there that people just don't know about. This show is here to reveal and expose that amazing music, and we're going to start you today with your first non-stop mix.
Excuse me if I come across rude, there is something that I need to ask. I was wondering if you had seen Jesus. There's something I've been longing to tell him. So if it's not too much, can you tell him I appreciate everything he's done for me? You see, when no one cared, he took me in his arms and had such compassion I never seen. He gave me that J-O-Y joy, joy that I had never seen, joy that I just can't explain. He gave me that J-O-Y joy. I'm telling you, my life has changed. I just need to find that man to tell him I care, to tell him I'm grateful, to tell him I love him for everything. My life has changed, it's all for the better, and it's all because of him. I just need to find that man named Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know I've done some wrong, and I don't deserve to be treated this way. 'Cause even when I'm feeling low, he gets me so high. I'm telling you, I can touch the sky 'cause of his love. Joy that I just can't explain. I just need to find that man to say that I care, to say that I'm grateful, to tell him I love him for everything. My life has changed, it's all for the better, and it's all because of him. I just need to find that man named Jesus. He gave me that J-O-Y joy, joy that I have never seen, joy that I just can't explain. He gave me that J-O-Y joy. I'm telling you, my life has changed. I just need to find that man. Break it down. Shout out with. Is it alright if I just praise him?
Let's go.
He gave me that J-O-Y joy, joy that I just can't explain, joy that I had never seen. He gave me that J-O-Y joy. Said I'm telling you, my whole life is changed. I just need to find a man.
I'm not
times gone by, I am so blessed to survive hard trials that rolled in like the ebbing tide. As I think about all I've been through, I realize it's because of you. Holding fast, if depression has your senses in its grasp, just remember these things can't last too long. The God of creation will make you strong. It's never too late to stand, just keep holding on.
Through the heat, the only thing that matters is sitting at your feet.
mountains high or valleys low, I will keep my eyes on you. Take the wheels as I let go, show the way and I follow. Mountains high and valleys low, I will keep my eyes on you. Take the wheels as I let go, show the way and I follow. Been doubting for too long, it's time to give you all. My heart, my ways, a song. To you it all belongs. On the road, walking this journey of faith, I'm not alone, not alone. He's with me along the way. On the road, walking this journey of faith, I'm not alone, not alone. He's with me along the way. I look around, it's a lonely path. No longer average, I'm more than that. Sometimes I wonder where my real ones at. I followed you and now they left the chat. It doesn't matter what comes my way, I know my God is here to stay. No matter what people say, for God it's gonna be a brighter day. It doesn't matter what comes my way, I know my God is here to stay. No matter what people say, for God it's gonna be a brighter day. Been doubting for too long, it's time to give you all. My heart, my ways, it's all to you. On the road, walking this journey of faith, I'm not alone, not alone. He's with me along the way. On the road, walking this journey of faith, I'm not alone, not alone. He's with me along the way. Passing through the waters, or walking through the heat. The only thing that matters is sitting at your feet. Mountains high or valleys low, I will keep my eyes on you. Take the wheels as I let go, show the way and I follow. Mountains high or valleys low, I will keep my eyes on you.
Never lasting. And countless times I've been told you might refuse. But if I did it one time, could you?
you tell me what to do. Submitting to your ways, not the funnest thing to do. So I tend to run away, just like Jonah did. But you say my plans are better for you. Made me aware by saying to focus on me. When I go, you have the words of endless life. And there is still time, I'm debating what I hear you saying. I love you, focus on me. You're not alive without me. No one comes to the Father but through me. Rest in my safety. My plans are better for you.
Clapping. Hey, yo, it's kinda like a tree that casts no shadow, a light coming out through a black hole. It's impossible, right? Like God's truth without proof, the word that the prophets write, no contradictions. All predictions came to pass in the past, proving the future one's nonfiction. God makes faith solid, it's not a blind leap, it's an anchor attached to a rock. It's God's promise on top of an oath, the evidence of things unseen, the substance of hope.
Rock solid,
provable and immutable, absolute truth as usual is still irrefutable. God's perspective, the true objective, no other document should be as highly respected. In a world of opinions, skepticism, false doctrine, and lots of religions, God's given the Christian the sword to make division between fact and fiction. Spiritual wisdom, placed in a judge's position, held accountable for decisions. It's kind of like the Great Commission. Authority passes by faith when the Spirit is given. Call it inherited discernment, the reason the heathens read it, but they still can't learn it. The word of God is hard to learn, but a lot harder when you don't know the author. But if you do, then it's cool. Listen to what I spit you. There's two points to the issue. Judge wisely when cats come at you, and be ready when cats ask you.
Why should I believe you? How do I know what you preach is true? Can you prove that you speak the truth? Is your leader misleading you? Or do you follow your heart like the rest of the heathens do? What's your proof? Christians, hold your whistle. Blow it when you know it's not official. God's word and authority are the issue. If God said it, then he'll prove it's true.
By a spirit we have liberty to behold as in a glass openly God's glory.
God's glory.
And we grow in maturity, taking responsibility, preaching in his authority. Because if we teach God's law but God isn't mentioned, the listener will think it's opinion. Then one of two things happens. Do you remember the first half of the hook that I was rapping? Well, that's one of them, because your argument means nothing until you can prove it with something.
What's your proof?
Number two is self-righteousness through obedience, the dead works of the religious. Heads gotta know God says so, then serve him, not just be a good person. The heathens can't please him by going through the motions when they don't believe him.
Don't believe him.
Next subject, some heads like to do the opposite, saying God said when he didn't. It's what we call a false prophet, the type Deuteronomy 13 says to throw rocks at. But nowadays there's grace and they can repent and wait for God's condemnation. And like I said it before, there's a way to make sure it's a prophet or impersonator.
Fake.
The word had to come to pass, plus line up with the word of God preached in the past. Miracles might confirm it, but false prophets did miracles too. You really can't discern with it.
Nope.
So we're left with the text, the scriptures with which we put prophets to the test. So if you like to come at dudes and you speak truth and respect when they ask you,
why should I believe you? How do I know what you preach is true? Can you prove that you speak the truth? Is your leader misleading you? Or do you follow your heart like the rest of the heathens do? What's your proof? Christians, hold your whistle.
Hold your whistle.
Blow it when you know it's not official.
Not official.
God's word and authority are the issue.
If God
said it, then he'll prove it's true.
I ain't done yet, but I will be when I give proof, so I don't speak hypocritically. A lot of y'all should be asking, where's your proof? Where do you say that you get your facts from? You want proof? Read Hebrews 5, 6, and 11, and do a lot of cross-reference. That proves about half of the first verse. That was simple, the next half gets worse.
A lot worse.
2 Timothy 3:16 plus 2 Peter 1:19, still not enough. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10 through 16, Psalm 82, then Matthew.
Where?
Last chapter. Verse 18 through 20 next, 17:11 in Acts, bruh. Peter 3:15 is the first one. With that, we can consider the first verse done. So let's move to the next one. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 4:7. And here's a little bit of trivia. Psalm 118:8, the middle verse of the scripture. Then let's go back to Hebrews 11:6 and Deuteronomy. I already mentioned it. Chapter 13, in case you forgot. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, done. If you think that I'm wrong or I left anything out, hit me at redeemthought.com. I've been wrong before, and I'm sure it's not the last time. There's going to be many more, so I'm pleased when I'm seeing cats who reason from the text getting checked by Bereans. So I should be happy if I step off stage and somebody asks me,
why should I believe you? How do I know what you preach is true? Can you prove that you speak the truth? Is your leader misleading you? Or do you follow your heart like the rest of the heathens do? What's your proof? Christians, hold your whistle.
Hold your whistle.
Blow it when you know it's not official.
Not official.
God's word and authority are the issue.
If God
said it, then he'll prove it's true.
That was your first non-stop mix of the day. I hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for Soul Spark. So, today I would like you to think of two books in the Bible that begin with the letter C. C for Charlie. Now I'd like you to choose a verse or passage from one of those books and dedicate yourself to memorizing that verse or passage this week. And as I say every time, feel free to share your verse or passage in the chat or in the comments. Now I'd like you to think of three things in your life right now that you are truly grateful for. And let's just dwell on those three things and give thanks to God for those three things. Finally, as always, we look to God's word to see what he's promised us. And today we're going to look at Psalm 34, verse 10. And I'm reading from the ESV version. It says, "The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." Let's just dwell on that for a moment. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. A question I ask myself there is, what does it mean to seek the Lord? I think that's a good Bible study topic, actually. How do I seek the Lord? Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you say that if we seek you, we will lack no good thing. Lord, we commit ourselves to put this to practice, to seek you, to know you, and to be closer to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your word that never changes. Let your word resonate within us. We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's time for Spotlight, and I've got three beauties for you in this episode. The first song I'm going to recommend is a song called Find My Way, and it's by an artist called Auray. I think it's pronounced Auray, spelled A-U-R-A-E, E at the end with the accent aigu on the E. And it's from her EP. The EP is called Lead Me. So here it is, Find My Way by Auray. Find My Way by Auray. And the next song I'm going to play is a song called Valley by an artist named Dea Soul. I love this song. Check it out. I just want to know you. How much you care? Lean on my own devices. Not one to take advice. Brought me to my darkest days. I need you again. Don't wanna go. If you won't go with me, I need to know.
to change, need your help to do what you ask of me. The cipher half is not my own. Lord, can you work on me? So I wanna do whatever you tell me. If it's your will, Lord, you can send me. I follow you with everything in me. No turning back, no.
Valley by De La Soul. And finally, I'm going back in the archives. One of my favorite artists, Sean C. Johnson. His album from 2012 was Simply a Vessel, Volume 3. And I'm going to play a song on there called Surrender All. So here it is.
Intact. I still don't understand why I choose to hold back. It's not like I can hide it, especially from you. Why don't I run and face your sun? The truth is that I'm scared. Yeah, that there'll be nobody there. And I hear you, yeah, I hear you calling, telling me let go. And I surrender all, it's enough to know you there. I surrender all, give you every thought and care. I surrender all, it's too much for me to bear. Have that own way in me. You're a way maker, no arguing with that. I still don't understand why I choose to run back to things that try to hold me and never let go. I guess it's easier said than done. Nah. The truth is that I'm scared that there'll be nobody there. And I hear you, yeah, I hear you calling, telling me let go. And I surrender all, it's enough to know you there. I surrender all, give you every thought and care. I surrender all, it's too much for me to bear. Have that own way. Patient, never let me down. And I can hear you saying, lay your burdens down. I am here. And I surrender all. It's enough to know you there. I surrender all. Give you every thought and care. I surrender all. Have that own way in me. And I surrender all. It's enough to know you there. I surrender all. Give you every moan and care. I surrender all. It's too much for me to bear. Have thine own way in me.
That was Sean C. Johnson. Sean C. Johnson, at the time of recording this, just recently got married. I found this out from following him on Instagram. So congratulations to you, Sean C. Johnson. And that was his song, Surrender All. And I pray that you are able to surrender all your plans, all your dreams, all your hopes, and all your will to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to play you out with one final mix. So all that's left to say is thank you for joining me. I hope to see you again real soon. And as always, keep the faith. God bless.
Yesterday, I'm so grateful. Oh yeah, you touch my eyes and now I see. From birth you've always been there for me. Love so unconditional. Yeah, yeah. You said you love me and you never leave me alone. Every day when I awake, you give me a brand new song.
Jesus, you bring joy to my life all the time. You're my everything.
No matter what I'm going through, I make it, it's because of you. You're my everything. You said that you love me and you'll never leave me alone.
Let's go. Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
Waiting for favor, eyes on the paper, need a breakthrough. No need for stressing, anticipating how everything's gonna work out. How it's gonna work out. So even if the going gets tough, just smile. What will be, you'll see, it'll come around. So I'ma just laugh away. Mind to it.
Counting all my blessings. Ooh, ooh. Lord's face. Till then I'll keep on praying. I'm counting on my blessings.
I'm counting.